the Novos.
Across Newcastle,
you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Oh, genius.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to all the
local ads.
Weird.
105.3
UFM.
Oh, good morning. And once again, Meg, still off sick. Not sure what's going on. She doesn't have COVID, but massive fevers. Sent a photo of 38 degrees, which is seems extremely high. But I'm not by myself this morning. I have the lovely Tyler in.
Morning. Hello. Morning.
So you might know Tyler's dulcet tones from the afternoon shift here. She's no stranger to New FM. But welcome to
the
show. I am
definitely a stranger to that 4 a.m. alarm, though, I've got to say.
It was earlier than you expected.
Yeah, and I woke up, like, in the middle of the night thinking that I had to get up and get ready and I still had hours to sleep. And, you know, you don't ever really fall back into that deep sleep when you know that you've only got about an hour's worth.
Yeah, it's the sort of vibe of you wake up before you go to sleep, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Good morning, Jess.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. Cold, but good.
That's good. Now, I mistakenly thought you'd reached a new personal best, but that was another day, was it?
It's just another day at the gym.
Yeah, classic Jess. She's always breaking records. They got her picture up as, like, employee of the month. You don't even work here. How'd you get that? It's quite astonishing, really.
I'll be breaking a record just to get to the gym at this rate.
Yeah, me too. You tell Jess that, she laughs, but feels sick inside.
I know. Like, she's ashamed of us.
Could you guys not go?
These people disgust me. That's the sort of vibe. Hey, we're going to catch up with you, Jess, in just a couple of minutes. Find out, you know, all the latest things happening with the news and locally as well.
The Novos.
In the newsroom. Hello, Jess.
Good morning.
Now, you've got to tell us, a lot of people talking about, like, the, you know, the interest rate rises, but the shadow treasurer, I found this funny, very quick to talk about Labor's reckless spending. They haven't had time to spend anything yet.
It's the opposition's job, isn't it? We've got to hate each other and everything they do because that's what we do in government, right?
How many weeks have they been in now? Two.
One, two.
Like, you can hardly count how few weeks it is. Very quick to blame that, right?
Well, it is very quick, but it's going to, they reckon it's somebody's fault, and of course it's going to be the other side. So yesterday, if you missed it, the Reserve Bank raised the interest rate 50 basis points to 0.85%. So overnight, Westpac is the only one of the big four banks so far to pass that rise on to customers. So it's not good news if you have a mortgage. If you're a retiree, though, it's better because it means you're getting a little bit more in your savings.
Now, Tyler, before you came in here this morning, Jess was in here and said, now, if you do, don't talk too much about the interest rates because I don't really know what's going on with them. So I thought, you know what, that's a perfect opportunity to chat about it. But, yeah, it is.
I just did really well.
Yeah, no, you nailed it.
Absolutely smashed it. Now, the other thing that's been happening around the building, like very, very local news here in Sandgate, is, Jess, you had another Stuart Little mouse encounter.
I feel like I'm having the most Stuart Little encounters and I don't like it. I'm not a fan. I went to put, like, a banana peel in the bin.
Nah.
Yesterday. And I kid you not, Tyler, a mouse leapt out of the bin at me.
Oh.
Leapt out of the bin.
Absolutely not.
It had its hand stretched out and it said, Jess, may I please have your banana peel?
Oh, God. No. There's one in the other studio burrowing in, like, a set of shelves, and you could see paper moving yesterday. And I didn't know whether to kung fu the shelf, like, fully try and just, like, whack it out of the hole, out of my view, or run. I didn't know what to do. I have the most, I think I'm traumatized by mice. I was once woken up as a kid by a mouse climbing up my Venetian blinds, like, ugh, climbing.
Like a ladder.
Yes.
Yuck.
And it was, like, rattling against the wall. And I was like, what, Mom? What is this? Help me. What is going on? I didn't know mice could climb.
Well, obviously.
One. Oh, my God. I'm traumatized. So I saw one running across the hallway here at work yesterday as well, Jess.
Diddlin, diddlin, diddlin. It's like we're in an episode of Tom and Jerry.
I know.
It's so bad.
Literally, like, imagine if one runs across the desk while we're on air. I'll scream and I'll wake everyone across Newcastle up.
Oh, well, there we go. You don't need an
alarm.
It's all sorted. Hey, thanks for that, Jess. Time to check your traffic now. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle,
you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Oh, genius?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
De Novo's.
Because I have to listen to the whole thing.
Local ads.
Weird.
105.3
UFM. Whoops, that was a little mistake there. Hey, Jess, just briefly a bit of weather chat if we can.
Mm.
Feels like two.
Feels like two.
How long is that going to hang around for?
Well, I don't know. Maybe when the sun comes up, it might, you know, I've get a degree warmer.
I looked ahead for the whole week, right, and it's never getting over, like, 17 degrees this week.
No, and down to, like, 5 at night.
Ugh.
It's the wind that's the killer for me. If it's cold, I don't mind, but if it's windy, I'm going to get windburn on my lips and I'm not going to be happy.
It's not a fun time.
Do you have, like, a favourite lip balm or something?
Oh, yeah. Carmex is my go-to.
There we go.
Or Lanolips, or, honestly, I'll just get coconut oil and just lather it on my face if I have to.
This cold weather. I feel like that's a whole different thing, isn't
it? Oh, yeah. That's just a big old coconut facial.
Okay. Hey, up next, I believe we have a KFC story.
Yeah, the Colonel has, he's screwed up. He's in trouble, the Dirty Bird. I'll tell you more, but if you love a zinger, I think you're going to be in a bit of trouble.
The Novos.
All right, so Tyler, tell us what's happening with KFC. They're making some changes, isn't it?
They have, and I don't think it's a very favourable change. So basically, they've released a statement saying due to the floods, the recent floods in New South Wales and Queensland, they have turned to a cabbage and lettuce blend instead of iceberg crispy lettuce on your Zinger burgers.
Because this is all because the lettuces now, people are like taking photos of them everywhere for like $12.
$12 for a head of iceberg lettuce, which is like your basic salad base.
It should be the $2 one, right?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Have you bought one recently or have you seen any that high priced?
A lettuce or a Zinger burger?
No, the lettuce, right?
I'll be honest, I don't actually do any of my grocery shopping.
Are you serious?
Nah. My partner works at Woolies, so he just brings it home. Like, it's just convenient for him just to do it while he's there.
So I didn't actually tell
you the last time I did the grocery shopping.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's great. I don't ever have to go to the supermarket.
Well, that's a fascinating thing.
I know. I'm very much in touch with the common man there.
Let's circle back to these burgers because I don't think... cabbage is not a substitute.
No, but at least it's still crunchy. Like, the taste of cabbage sucks, but I would hate to get, like, some...
what?
Like, some soggy spinach or rocket on there instead, you know?
No, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Because often some places try and make a burger fancy by putting spinach on it.
It's gross.
It doesn't work at all. Because it's always, like, been in there too long. You can't freeze it. It's not a good combination.
It's not the first time, though, that KFC have had a shortage. Remember when they had a chicken shortage, maybe, like, at the back end of last year?
I forgot about that.
I would very much rather not having lettuce on a chicken burger than chicken on a chicken burger. Well, so
very true.
I'll just opt out for the cabbage for now until they get that crispy iceberg back.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the cabbage on the chicken burger. It's no good.
Nah.
Hey, up next we head to Tasmania because now normally don't do a lot of politics on this show, but a council meeting over there, very funny what's gone down. They've basically gotten into it, two of the councillors.
Oh, I heard this man blowing up.
Absolutely blowing up. We'll talk more about it in just a minute.
The Novos.
Morning indeed. Hey, we've got to talk about this council meeting that happened down in Tasmania. So essentially they're like discussing different points and like voting on different things. And then this like angry boomer guy who's on the council starts getting into it with the deputy mayor, this younger lady.
Yeah.
This like boomer guy looks like George Bluth from Arrested Development, if you can imagine that, with the glasses.
Yes, with the BS.
No hair, that sort of situation. Have a listen to how it went down. Of course it's recorded on video now. Old man, this stuff isn't just a secret anymore.
I'm warning you right now, under Section 40 of the Local Government Regulations, 2015, if you keep interjecting, I will eject you from this part of the meeting, okay?
You eject
you have
me.
Been, yep, you have been warned.
You come and take me out. You're most welcome.
I'm
come
warning
across.
You.
Do you know what?
That's what I will do, Councillor Grace.
You come across and eject me from the meeting, girl. You silly, I'm entitled to debate things on behalf of the council.
You
and
are
don't
entitled
you,
to
don't
a set number of minutes, Councillor Grace, just like every other councillor around this table, and you push.
But don't had enough.
Leave the meeting right now.
Holy dooly.
Whoever said local government and council is boring, be wrong. If you're in Tasmania, how good's that?
Yeah, that is so funny. I remember once, is there a Newcastle councillor that used to be a jockey here?
Yeah.
I forget his name has slipped my mind, but there was during lockdown when all the council meetings were kind of being, you know, broadcast on social media via Zoom. He's just there being like, Sandy's cooking me dinner. What are you cooking, darling? Salmon. And all these councils are just like, bro, shut up. It's so funny. I could just sit there and watch those council Zoom meetings forever.
It's just like, it's as if people don't understand, especially this guy, that it's all like broadcast, basically. Yeah, anyone can watch this.
You're on record now.
Forever.
Everywhere you go.
And every FM radio station around the country will be talking about you this morning at some point.
Sucker.
Very, very funny.
The Novos.
They're local as
dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Come collect your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Good morning, everyone. Meg's still not here, but Tyler's in.
Morning.
And good morning to Jackson as well.
Good morning.
Jess, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good as always. Now, Jackson, oh, my God, you have had quite the night, eh?
I know. Do you know
your
what?
Your car.
I was optimistic that yesterday was going to be a great day. I had a friend's birthday drinks. I was staying in Newcastle. Oh, what a mistake. I love Newcastle, but
what
you know
happened?
How you just know you should go home? Someone reversed into my car. And then once they did it, they tried to gaslight me into thinking that it was all my fault. I was like, no, bro, first of all, you give me your details because you've just proved that you can't actually run through my car. I'm not moving. You're not getting anywhere. Also, too, you're going to clean up the ground, put it in my car. Just, like, difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
Why can't people just be breezy easy? Then I'll be nice.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. We'll sort out the insurance. Here's my details. That's how an accident should end, right?
Absolutely. If you've made a mistake, you put your hand up and say, sorry, I might have ruined your car, but you're not dead. It's okay. Let's just pay for the damages and move on.
People underestimate how much of a punish I can be.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, it all eventually got sorted. Well, hopefully it's sorted. I delegated. But we'll see. But, oh, it's just the inconvenience. Yeah. It's annoying.
Yeah.
I feel you. The repairs take time and all that. But, hey. You're all right. That's the main thing.
Mm.
Lads versus Lasses is in just a couple of minutes. Now, the lads currently on 46, Lasses behind on 42.
We need the girls to win today.
Don't you what? Because the guys have been on a winning streak. Actually, the girls won yesterday, but let's not mention that. The prize, a $50 Gamble and Brown voucher. Tyler, have you been over there?
I have not, but I've been meaning to go because...
It's delicious.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
They've got all the new menu and old favourites as well. In the deli. It's a great place for coffee, breakfast, all that sort of stuff. 13:10:09, if you would like to play, it's a simple battle of the sexes quiz. We need one guy and one girl to do that in just a minute.
The Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
It's our ultimate battle of the sexes. Very simple. All you need to do is get the most questions right, battling it out for a point on the board. Lads on 46. Oh, Lasses on 42. But we do actually need a guy. We've got no guys now. 13:10:09, a $50 Gamble and Brown voucher up for grabs. Get yourself some coffee, breakfast, you and a mate. Sort it. Come on, guys. We need a good tradie who can come up and answer some of these questions. First, though, let's meet our lass, Tyler.
Belinda from Windell, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So you're a little old lady, so you don't have to work.
That's it, yeah.
And you're notorious for hitting other people's cars. Belinda, what's that about?
Oh, no, only once or twice. Once was my fault just coming out of my street. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the car. It was a big four-wheel with a bull bar.
And, oh, dear.
Yeah, and mine wasn't. And it was my fault, though. Another time I was coming along Pacific Highway at Belmont North, and this old guy, he must have been 90, 95, he's going on a day. And he
you smashed his car up as well, have you, Belinda?
He came through a giveaway sign and hit me.
Oh, dear. All right, well, let's get into it now anyway, shall we?
Not ideal.
Shall we get into the first question,
yeah,
Belinda?
Go for
yeah,
it.
Sure.
Question one. Barco brand saws have what animal as their emblem?
Can you say that again, please?
Barco brand saws have what animal as their emblem?
It's going to have to be a guess.
Go on.
I'm going to say a tiger.
Incorrect.
Okay.
It's a fish. Next question.
A fish. Okay.
If a boat motor has a 25 HP written on it, what does the HP stand for?
Horsepower.
That is correct. Well done. One on the board.
Done. Okay, this is a multiple choice one for you, Belinda.
Okay.
What is the Daytona famous for? A.
Racing. Car racing.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You didn't even need them. Well done.
Two out of three.
Two from three ain't bad.
Not too bad at all. It's time to meet our lad, though. It is Dane from Newcastle. He's a roofer and loves it too. He's new and says he has a killer ass. It's Big Booty Dane. Welcome to the show. Hey, Dane. How you doing? Hello, Dane.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh, not too much. Just
tell us about your bum.
Yeah, Tyler wants to know.
What was that?
Tell us about your bum. You reckon you've got a killer bum?
Yeah, I do. I've got a good bum. It's perky. Looks nice.
Nice.
I'll be my best seeker.
Did you say turkey?
Perky.
Oh, perky. Yeah. I was like, that's usually associated with saggy. All right. Let's get into your questions. Good luck, man. All right. You need two to make it to a tiebreaker, three for an instant win.
No worries.
The celebrity nickname Bennifer belongs to which celebrity couple?
Oh.
This is so easy, Dane.
Oh, for a girl,
yeah.
Sure.
Try the question one more time.
Yeah, the celebrity nickname Bennifer belongs to which celebrity couple?
No, I'm calling
long.
It. Too long.
Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck. All right, number two. What does the shop Endless Dusk sell?
Endless Dusk?
Mm.
Oh, like candles and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Candles and stuff will do, yes.
Yeah, all right, number three. Which Baldwin brother is Hailey Bieber's father? Now, this one's multiple choice. Is it A, Alec, B, Stephen, or C, William?
Random guess, we'll go Stephen.
No. Yes, that's correct. Well done.
Is it?
Yes.
No.
All right. I thought it was Alec Baldwin.
All right. Now, that means it's tiebreaker time.
Oh, my God. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
You know how this goes.
Yeah.
Heads or tails, my man?
Heads.
Heads? All right, good luck. Heads it is. Congratulations. You're our winner, man. Well done. Easy as that. That means you get $50 to spend at Gamblin' Brown. Thanks for joining the show, man.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. And another point on the board.
God damn it.
For the lads. Up to 47. Hey, up next, this one is quite interesting. So it seems like this restaurant over in the States has learnt nothing from COVID because they're encouraging their diners to all lick the same wall.
It's so disgusting.
The no-nos. We've got to talk about this very, very salty wall.
Yuck.
So, this restaurant, have you ever seen, like, the Himalayan salt lamps?
Yes,
right?
They're very sweaty.
Yeah, so if you turn them off for too long, the salt attracts moisture.
Yeah.
And they doesn't dry out, so they start, like, dribbling water down the side. They're
yuck.
Kind of gross things in
yeah,
general, right?
They are.
So, this restaurant over in LA has used, instead of, like, like a crystal shaped salt lamp,
yeah.
They've cut it into brick shapes.
Yeah.
And they built a whole wall out of it.
Oh.
And that sort of glows, and you're like, oh, cool.
It would look cool, but it would sweat a lot. Like, that place would flood.
You would think so. Well, as long as the lamp part is on, it should stay dry, right?
Yeah.
You've got to keep that thing on 24/7,
yeah.
Though. What they're encouraging people that go into the restaurant to do is lick the wall.
Why?
To compliment the food.
Why? Oh, so you don't get like a normal salt and pepper grinder
no,
on
no,
your
no.
table. You've got to go and eat your meal and lick the wall.
Exactly. Yeah. Like a crazy person.
That's disgusting.
Go and lick the wall. Have they not learned anything
yeah.
from the whole COVID situation?
That is the dumbest worst thing ever. I will confess, I went to a gig a couple of weeks ago now that live music is a thing, and it was just so great to be in the presence of other people. I witnessed someone else lick the sweat off someone else's face, and I actually enjoyed it. I was like, yes! Get it. This is great. But looking back on it, that's probably not disgusting. The best thing to do.
Was it just a random or were they like a couple?
No, I think they were like friends, but they weren't definitely weren't a couple.
Oh.
But they were just like loving life and they were just licking each other.
I don't find that very appealing. Do you, no. Like, are you a sweat licker?
No.
Have you ever done that before?
I've done it once and it was to try and get COVID. But that's it.
What?
It was my partner. I was like, well, if the whole house is going to go into lockdown, I want to get it now too. So I licked his face to try and get COVID. Never got it though. So it didn't really work out.
That's kind of an interesting story.
But
the more I talk to you about this, the more I feel like, A, you might enjoy this restaurant.
No, I don't think I would because I'm only going to lick someone that I know or love. I'm not going to lick the wall that a million other people have also licked, you know?
Just makes you realise there's all kinds of gross people out there.
The Novos.
They're local as.
Dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're going to get rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Now, if you're just joining us, welcome. Earlier in the show, we talked about how Jess in the newsroom, you saw some mice around the New FM studios. But Jackson, I didn't realise you saw one or a couple yesterday. What happened?
I was sitting out the front and someone from sales came in and shook a bin. And I'm like, what are you doing, mate? Changing the bin? He's like, no. I've caught something. Look in here, rustling around the bottom. Two little mousies.
Two in a bin. They just like everywhere, is it?
But also, too, I was like, bro, they can jump. Like, no one's scared of mice around here.
Can confirm the jumping mice.
They can jump and they can climb.
But no one cares around. It's like everyone's so desensitized to the mice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, guys.
Can we get some pest control in here? It's gross.
I don't know. It's like I feel like we're on the set of Stuart Little.
It's really, like, it's making my skin crawl. It's disgusting.
Did any of you experience the mouse plague of, what, 2020, 21?
That's right. It's a bit like that. I mean,
that was horrid.
We need the Pied Piper in here.
Well, we're heading towards Mouse King. Have you ever heard the legend of a Mouse King?
No.
Where so many mice nest together that their tails all get intertwined and meshed and they just run around in a big ball of mice.
Honestly, my dream, if I see one walking up the hallway of this building, I will literally run at it and fly kick it at the window and hope it squishes itself on the door. I hate them so. I mean, I'm against animal cruelty, but not mice.
Well, look, let's be honest. We're heading towards one of them doing a mid-dawn shift, so.
All that to play for. Thanks for that. Great story, Jackson. Hey, up next, we want to do this. 131009. Have you ever had parts off your car stolen? Because Owen Wilson had all four wheels off his Tesla taken off. His car came out from a coffee and his car was left on blocks.
It's such a niche thing to steal.
I know, right? 131009, have you ever had parts off your car stolen? Best story of today wins a $50 fuel card. Everyone wants that. We'll get into it right after Coolio, Gangster's Paradise. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. Meg and Crevo, minus Meg, as she recovers. 131009, have you had car parts stolen?
The Novos.
You've had parts from your car stolen. I didn't even realise this was a thing, but Owen Wilson had all four of his wheels and tyres stolen from his Tesla. Well, just right. Well, it was just parked there on the street.
That would take time. How did no one notice?
I guess if you know what you're doing, it's quick.
Yeah, true.
And if you're stealing certain wheels, you know exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Rhonda from Redhead, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Have you had parts from your car stolen?
Yes, my husband's steering wheel from his Pajero.
How?
And why so specific? That's weird, right?
Yep.
You've got no idea why they took it.
So they got into the car and took nothing but the steering wheel.
Yep, nothing but the steering wheel.
People are so weird.
I didn't believe him. I didn't believe him till I went out and had a look myself.
You were like, you just wanted to stay at the pub longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rhonda's like, that's exactly what I was thinking. All right, Jenny is up next.
Jenny, you've had parts stolen from your car. What were they?
Well, actually, they tried to steal the whole car.
Okay.
With jumper leads.
Oh, so they were trying to, like, somehow jump start it?
Yes, and then they took the steering wheel off. They tried to start it, and they couldn't take it away because I had too many kill switches on it because it was a V8 Commodore.
And so they just ended up with the steering wheel and nothing else?
Well, they left the steering wheel on the seat. They didn't fix it either. They just tried to take the car.
Oh, okay. Dumb. Dumb criminals. So dumb. Definitely, definitely. okay. Up next is David. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Very well. Did you have parts from your car stolen? What happened?
I woke up one morning to go to work and I jumped in my four-wheel drive and drove down the road and realised it's not right. So I pulled up and all my light bars and all my UHF aerials were missing.
Oh, so they've taken all the lights from the top, the light bars. They're quite expensive, aren't they?
They are.
How much do you reckon in parts got stolen?
Probably about $900 worth of parts.
Jeez, almost $1,000 worth. So annoying as well, because, like, you have to then go replace that. It's not really enough for insurance or only just.
Honestly, you know what, though? I would honestly rather I'd rather not deal with the labour of stealing monotonous stuff like that. I'd just pay for it.
Well,
like, I'd rather not deal with it.
That's the main
too
thing.
Too tedious. I don't have time to be a thief. I'm too lazy.
Just take only... Oh, that's your main issue with it, not the moral issue? That doesn't even matter?
I didn't think of that.
But, I mean, people are weird just taking steering wheels and lights and aerials.
So weird.
Bizarre indeed.
Hey, what's the goss is up next, Jack? What do we got?
Let's... Jack... Jackson. Tyler, we need to have a talk.
Jackson
here.
Does not like to be called Jack.
I call you Jack all the time. Why haven't you told me this before?
Oh,
just humiliate me live on the radio instead.
No, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Whatever.
I love you, Ty. Look, let's unpack Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox's relationship because they think it's really interesting, but I think it's really basic. Also, too, an unlikely celebrity has posted their first TikTok.
Oh.
This is exciting. We'll get into it in just a few minutes.
The Novos.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
So, Jack... I'm doing that on purpose now. Sorry, Jackson. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So she was asked about, like, oh, what's so special about Machine Gun Kelly? Why is he so romantic? And then she said this.
He's done that, like, at Christmas and things before where he listens to every word I say and he remembers everything I've ever said. And so he'll get me Christmas gifts from something that I mentioned, like, the first week that I met him. And, like, that memory never left him. And he, like, sought out this gift for me based on that.
Like, that's literally every body.
Yeah.
Who has she been dating in the past to think that that is the most amazing, most romantic thing ever? I buy people, like, bottles of alcohol because I, like, heard them say they had a vodka once. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's nothing
exactly.
special, babe. That's what you do for your friends.
You would think that you would listen to your partner.
That's part of a relationship is communication, right?
Feels like the basics.
He has a memory. That's amazing. Okay, so everyone else that Megan Fox has dated has had a lobotomy.
Yeah.
That's what that
Absolute
tells me.
Absolute drop kicks beforehand.
They're very strange. Back to drinking each other's blood, you know?
Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly.
Have you heard Rosie O'Donnell say this?
Tick-tock, you don't stop.
Tick-tock, you don't stop. Well, someone's taken that advice. Johnny Depp's on TikTok.
Of course he is.
Yes, he posted his first video yesterday. Just nothing, like, he wasn't speaking or anything. It was just videos from the trial, and he was thanking all his fans. But this is such a PR move, and this is what I said. He's attacking the younger audience because they're the ones that come out in support of him, and they're the ones that are going to get him movie contracts. So
impeccable timing.
He's bouncing back.
Yeah, the man is smart. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Mm. Yep.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle,
you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Oh, genius?
Yeah.
Is that what we got? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
I have to listen to the whole thing.
Local ads.
Weird.
105.3
UFM. Now, Tyler, State of Origin tonight, this is big in your house, yeah?
Only because I live in a share house full of men.
Oh,
but
how many men are in your house, Tyler?
So it's my partner and he's two best friends.
Oh, so it's three guys,
three
one girl.
Three boys, yes. It's a bachelor pad. and that I'm a part of. I love it so much.
Really?
Oh, no, it's gross.
Okay, before we get into State of Origin chat, gross thing you've seen around recently?
It's not gross. It's just really annoying. Sometimes we've got a gym set up in the shed. So the boys will use the gym, walk into the kitchen, make themselves a coffee, drop their dacks, put their wetsuits on and go surfing or go to the beach.
Okay.
And they'll leave their sweaty workout shorts in the middle of the kitchen floor. They've literally stepped out of them, stepped out of the house, and will walk to the beach.
You're living with animals.
Literally, they are animals.
All right, so State of Origin tonight. What will be happening at your house?
Pizza party.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza and beers, that's all I care for. I'll watch the football. I enjoy the footy, but I'm just there for the food.
Are you a New South Wales supporter?
Yes.
Everyone in the house?
Just by default. I think so, yeah, I guess.
Oh, that's all exciting. Yeah. Hey, there'll be plenty of those pizza parties around. Domino's usually makes a lot of money.
Yeah, they
over
do.
State of Origin.
Not with us. We're poor. We live in Merriweather. We can only just afford rent, so it's homemade pizzas at our
house.
Oh,
okay.
Right?
Oh, that's a different vibe. That's nice, though.
Yeah,
I like
it's good.
That. Hey, Don't Miss the Boat is, of course, happening at the moment. Now, I read out three names, and then if you're one of them, you better call up quickly. We've got Cassie Partridge from Glendale, Holly Harrison from Cliff Lee, or Matt Carter from Lemon Tree Passage. 13:10:09 if you're one of those lads or lasses.
10 minutes and 53 seconds is all you have to call us, and then you score yourself a boarding pass to off to a comedy cruise.
Oh,
for
it's
two
amazing,
on board
right?
The Pacific Adventures inaugural cruise. It'll be so nice.
Yeah, definitely want to do this. Or if you know those people, call them, text them, hey, quick, this is your chance. Because we do kick people off. If they don't make it,
absolutely,
you miss the boat.
The Novos.
Hello World Travel Holiday and Cruise Expo. Back for one day only, Sunday, June 19, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NEX West City, Newcastle.
NewcastleTravelExpo.com.au for details.
This is 105.3 New FM's. Don't miss the boat.
Yeah, people are absolutely falling over themselves trying to register, get in there, and then they're listening very intently. It's the only way you can win, right? It's the only way. Cassie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Congratulations, you are in the draw.
That's awesome.
Now, has it been a while since you've had a holiday?
It's been a long time.
A long time.
I feel you, sis.
When you need it, don't you? Well, good luck. You're now in the draw, one step closer to winning that epic, epic prize.
Holly, hello.
Hi.
You've made it in, sis. Well done.
Oh, thanks so much.
Do you love a cruise?
I've never been on one.
Oh, my God, we're going to pop your cruise cherry.
I know, it'll be so exciting. I've heard so many people go on one, but I'm like, no, I need to do one.
Well, you are one step closer now as well. How good.
That is excellent.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Unfortunately, Matt from Lemon Tree Passage, you get absolutely nothing. You've missed out. You can't get into the draw for this one. Oh, well, better luck next time.
Sucks to be you, Matt.
It totally does. Oh, hang on a second. Hang on.
He's on the phone.
Is this for real? Matt, is that you? Matt, are you there? Oh, my God. I think he's called through, and then he thought we buzzed
him. Oh,
he's hung up.
Oh, no, now I feel bad.
Well, look, you know what? I think he technically got in within the 10 minutes and 50.
All right, we'll give it to him.
We'll give it to him this time. But be that a warning. If you do not call fast enough, you're out. I do not, treat this very seriously.
We don't give any favours here.
Not a single one.
Also, what are we doing next?
Love it or loathe it.
Jackson is going to give us a daily topic and get our thoughts on that.
Yeah, we'll do it in just a few minutes. You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Good morning.
The Novos.
Yeah, Jackson this morning getting our thoughts on today's daily topics. What do you have for us?
Instant noodles.
Ooh, okay.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Really?
I love 2-minute noodles.
Really? Do you have like them in stock at home sort of thing?
For a hangover day, yes.
Do you have like a favourite brand?
Okay, so do you want me to tell you how I make them?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I cook them on the stovetop, not in the microwave, not in the cup. Gross. You cook them and you put so much water in them until the water is fully dissolved. So they're just like mush noodles. And then I'll tell you what you do. You put the seasoning in, always chicken, and then you put a little bit of butter in.
I find
life-changing.
I find all instant noodles gross, and like they're not an acceptable meal in my opinion.
And the way you do it, Tyler, really just defeats the purpose of instant noodles. Yeah. Oh my god, no, it's like a real process.
It doesn't take 20 minutes, but I tell you what else you can do if you're feeling really naughty or feel like you really just want to ruin your life for the whole day. Get a bit of the white devil, white bread, butter, noodles in the bread, slap it on like a sausage sizzle with noodles.
Oh my god.
I don't think you understand food.
No, I do. I love food and I love eating out at bougie restaurants, but heck, if I'm hungover the next day, I will 100% eat a 2-minute noodle sandwich.
Well, you're in a relationship, Tyler, so just soak this in for a second. Divorce rates on the rise in India and a judge has released a statement saying that a man has left his wife because she only cooked him 2-minute noodles for breakfast, lunch and dinner, and this case has been called the Maggie case. They coined it.
So how long did it go on for? It's not like just a day or a week.
No. Like this guy was being force-fed noodles for a very long time.
That's a dream come true.
Oh, well, hey, maybe you can meet up with that lady.
Absolutely, I'm in.
You got to find the right person.
Yeah, I'm in.
Does your partner eat them?
Yeah. I don't think he's as obsessed with them as I am, but I would honestly eat 2-minute noodles for dinner every night. I'll eat ramen for dinner every night. I just love a good noodle.
Instant noodles. Yeah. It's a hard pass from me.
Wow. Well, look, instant noodles are the new irreconcilable differences.
Yeah. I love that.
The Novos. Across Newcastle,
you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Oh, genius?
Yeah.
Is that what we got? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to the whole thing.
Local ads.
Weird.
105.3
UFM. And if you're just joining us, Meg is out crook. She's had fevers and all sorts of stuff. This flu, she just can't seem to shake it. Mm. Terrible. That's all right, though. Tyler is here saving the day. Thank you for that.
My pleasure.
So, you know, it's all fun and games. What we're doing next is a fascinating story, but I want to get your calls on 131009. Did your pet go really far away or end up in a weird place? Like, how did the pet end up there, the dog or the cat or whatever it is? This story is fascinating, right? This family had a pet tortoise. It's big over in England. They always have tortoises.
Really? Right?
Yeah, they always got pet tortoises.
That's weird.
Especially out in the country. Anyway, this family had this tortoise. It disappears. They think, oh, it's run away, died, whatever.
Wouldn't you be able to catch a tortoise, though? They're pretty slow.
Well, people in England, they just have them in the garden.
Right.
Or whatever. Okay. And then it can get under the fence or something's gone.
Yep.
Never seen again, right? 20 years later, they're up in the attic, like looking for something or, you know, and there's the tortoise. It's been there.
In the attic.
It's alive and well. It's been living on little insects or whatever it's found. They don't need much. And it's been there. It's alive and well after 20 years after it disappeared.
I have so many questions.
I mean, it's just fascinating. That's what we're after here. 131009, did your animal, pet, end up in a weird place, run away, like end up far away? Great calls today in the draw for a $50 fuel card. Everyone needs the fuel right now. Maybe a dog ran away and ended up, like, I don't know, down in Sydney or something.
Well, actually, a friend of mine, their dog went missing for years and years. I think it was like 8 or 9 years, and by then they'd fully just
forgotten
come
about
to terms
whatever.
With the fact that they've lost their dog. They found it. They were reunited with their dog 10 years later.
That's the kind of story we're after.
Yeah.
131009, did your pet end up far away, weird place, that sort of stuff? $50 fuel card on offer. Give us a call now.
The Novos.
The animals that run away. Yeah, so this tortoise is a pet tortoise. It's a big thing over in England. You get a pet tortoise if you live in the country. Hangs around. It's kind of cute. Eat lettuce, that sort of stuff. It disappeared 20 years later. They find it in the attic, just chilling there, chewing, just living its best life.
That baffles me and I have so many questions. But Jess, in the newsroom, you've got a story where your pet got where?
So, Alfie is mine and my partner's puppy, and literally when Morgan got Alfie, the day after he got him, Alfie disappeared. Like, this teeny tiny, like, not very old puppy just went missing, and Morgan, like a 10-year-old kid, went out on his push bike, rode around the neighbourhood trying to find Alfie, random
people. Putting up posters.
Doing all of that sort of stuff, random people helping him. He kept going back to the house every couple of hours. Anyway, the last time he went back to the house, he noticed this puddle of wee well, what he assumed was wee that wasn't mm-hmm. there before. And he's like, oh, my goodness, this dog is in this house that I've turned upside down. Where the heck can he be? And Alfie, he's got this huge, like, L-seater lounge. Alfie managed to crawl all the way under the lounge into the corner, the furthest corner that is not possibly reachable. And he was there asleep, just hiding.
Oh, that's so cute. But how...
What an adorable emergency.
Oh, yeah, no. That's so cute. But how, like, how useless would you feel as a brand new dog parent to lose it on day one?
I felt useless. I saw a post go up in a community page that looked like Alfie, and I'm like, Morgan,
what have you done?
What's happening?
Oh, my God. Hey, great story. Thanks, Jess.
That's all right.
Kate, in Wall's End, your pet got where?
Victoria.
How? The state, Victoria.
Yes, yeah, no. They were heading back to Victoria. They had been on holidays, the people that picked him up, and they just kept driving.
What? So he was, like, on the side of the road or something, was
he? Yeah, he got out when we were at an appointment, and, yeah, they were on their way back. It was a sad day, and they just kept driving back with him.
Did you get him back?
They liked him too much. After 3 years.
No.
Whoa.
Yeah, because obviously in New South Wales we couldn't find him anywhere.
So you searched the whole state?
Pretty much.
And how were you reunited?
We had a friend that was up there that said, hey, I think some people down the road might have your dog.
Oh, my God. What?
We never thought, you know, we thought, oh, no, definitely not. But, yeah.
And so, did you arrive at their door being like, I know you've got my dog, give it back? Like, what do you do?
No, we have to bring police and RSPCA involved.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare. Yeah.
Question for you. When you finally met with the dog, did it recognise you?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he ran straight to us.
That's how you know.
Yep. Yep.
And the police as well, they'd be like, well, obviously, that's the right dog and the right owner.
Yeah, they rocked up with us.
Wow.
Yep, and they were like, yep.
Imagine being the dog thief, though. You'd just be like, meh, yeah, you won this one.
You won this one.
Take the stolen dog back. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. Great story.
Thanks for calling the show. Wow, what an amazing thing to happen. Hey, yesterday on the show, Tyler, you weren't here, but we had a very exciting moment with Birthday Lotto. This is how it went down. Let's spin these balls. Brooke, the loose unit from Rayworth, were you born on the 8th of November?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Congratulations. That's you. $950. That's right. All Brooks. Like, how good is that?
$950 is so good.
Very, very handy, right?
Yeah.
Well, it resets today, the jackpot, to $250, but you could still win that. Now, I've just spun the wheel. It's come up as March. So, 13-10-09, if you were born in March and want to get your hands on $250, we're playing Birthday Lotto up next.
The Novos.
Has gone crazy.
With only Nova Castrian winners.
Are you serious? You cannot be serious.
It's your chance at a stack of cash.
Megan Krillos.
Thank you so much.
Birthday Lotto.
You just made my day.
Yeah, with $950 given away yesterday, I feel like we're on a hot streak, Tyler.
You think?
Yeah, I think we're just going to give it away again today. $250, the new baby jackpot.
Nice little hump day treat, though.
Oh, yeah, $250, nice. It's like a nice night out, or you can do whatever you want with it. Mini getaway contribution, that sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
Shall we meet our contestant?
We shall. Sandra in Madawi, she wants the cash because her hubby is taking her away on the weekend. Morning, Sandra.
Yeah, can't wait.
Now, where are you going? Is this like a dirty weekend or what's going on?
No, just going to Foster, just going to look at probably the only way I can explain it, look at another different set of four walls instead of my four walls.
Nice.
Hey, it's good just to get away sometimes, isn't it?
$250 bucks will definitely help.
Yes, it certainly will.
Definitely. All right, you can have...
No.
Oh, no.
The
30th. Oh, so far off.
Yeah, not even close. Yeah. Hey, thanks for joining us and thanks for playing, though, and you enjoy Foster, all right?
No worries. Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome. Have a lovely day. Birthday lotto back before 9 o'clock worth $250 yet again. Let's try to continue.
The Novos.
They're local as
dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're coming to collect your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's New FM.
And if you're just joining us, you wouldn't know yet, but Meg isn't here again. She's a bit crook. But Tyler, you are joining us. And yesterday, Tyler, I was talking about this story where this guy was in this big bicycle race in South America. It's sort of like the Tour de France of South America, right? Mm-hmm. It's a big deal over there. He was winning. He was right at the finish line, quite a ways away in front of the person in second place. So, of course, he starts to celebrate, right? Just before the finish line, puts his arms out. You know how cyclists do that? They put their hands off the handlebars.
Just, somehow keep their balance.
That's right. Just to show off that they can do that, even though, you know, they're not kids. And he's, like, looking up, not really looking where he's going. Next thing he knows, he crosses the finish line, wins. Congratulations to him. Mm-hmm. He then runs into his wife, who was taking photos of him, and knocks her to the ground, knocks her unconscious.
He runs her over on the bike.
On the bicycle.
Oh.
Very, like, you go from the elation of the win to, oh, my God, I'm in so much trouble.
He's in the doghouse for the next few months, I reckon.
Exactly. He's just knocked out his missus. very, very awkward. The ambulances are have to be called over, the medics, not to treat him from heat exhaustion or anything. He's fine.
She's just been flattened on the ground.
Exactly.
By her own husband.
And, of course, it's being talked about all over the world. Not his win, but her situation.
Her injuries.
Exactly. What I thought we should do next. 13:10:09. Bicycle crash stories.
Mm.
Were you hit by a bicycle? Mm. Did bicycle crash into you? Have you been, like, doored? You know where people, like, open a door and then a bicycle runs into it? Terrible, right?
Have you ever had the death wobbles going down a big hill on the bike? I did that and broke my arm when I was a kid.
Are you serious?
Yeah, hit a bit of loose gravel, gone.
Gone.
See you later.
For the best stories this morning, $50 fuel card is up for grabs. 13:10:09. Give us your bicycle crash stories. What happened? The whole situation. How bad was the injury? That sort of thing. We'll do it up next.
The Novos.
Bicycle crash stories this morning. After this guy won a big, like, Tour de France style race in South America, ran into his wife, knocked unconscious. Very, very awkward.
So
bicycles
good.
Crash stories. That's what we're going for. 13:10:09 to join the show, starting with Brad. How are you this morning, Brad?
I'm on the phone of the radio.
Yeah, you're on the radio right now, my friend. Tell us your bicycle crash story.
I'm on the radio.
Oh, we're coming back to him. He's not really playing along. Sort of is. Time to chat to Jasmine. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Really good. So tell us your bicycle crash story.
Well, it wasn't me. It was my sister. She was about 8 or 9. She wanted to show off that she could now do wheelies, so she ended up doing one down the road. And she's too busy watching us when she'd come back down on both wheels and ended up smashing into the back of our friend's pop's car and landed on the roof.
Oh.
Of the car?
Yep.
How did she manage that? Did she do a flip onto the roof?
Yeah, she hit the back of the car. And the bike kicked up because it obviously comes to a stop, but she kept going and landed on the roof.
That is so good.
Nothing more embarrassing than trying to show off and then ending up, like, you know, in some sort of crash situation.
Let's go back to Brad in Wallsend. Hello. You're on air, Brad, now. You listening?
Yeah, mate.
Well, tell us your bike crash story.
Righto. I was on the phone lane track about 4 months ago with my wife and my wife's uncle. And we're just sending it through the tunnels. And I got a bit cocky and it was a bit wet. So I just thought I'd send it on me bike. And, there was two chicks that were on the other side of the track. I turned around, made sure that my wife and uncle were still there. Mate, I just, turned back straight and I was off the track. My feet were clipped in my pedals. I did a front flip. My feet are still clipped in. Smashed my head on the ground. Lucky I was wearing a helmet.
Oh, my
God. Did a front flip. The bike went 20 metres freaking in someone's back fence. And, was pretty much knocked out. Woke up and, didn't know where I was. And, those two chicks and my uncle and my wife, ran over laughing, made sure I was okay. And
as long as you're all right.
Yeah, wow. Mate, it was eventful.
That is a video I would watch. Two chicks, one bike. let's go to, who do we have last?
Tori in Swansea, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Tell us your bike crash story.
When I was 10, me and my cousin jumped on my brother's bike to go, just down the road, down a hill, and it had no brakes, and I went to a fence and punctured my lung and ended up in hospital for a few
weeks. Holy heck, I was just about to say, bike accidents are never not funny, but maybe they're not when you're actually seriously injured.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Are you okay now?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Have you been back on a bike since, Tori?
No,
I wouldn't either.
Never again. Never again. Wow. There's a lot of good bicycle crash stories.
That's what I mean. They're never not funny.
No.
Even to witness them, it hurts to watch and then you laugh if they're all right.
Once you check they're all right. Exactly.
That's it. What's the goss up next? Jackson, what do you got?
Look, we could be seeing a Johnny Depp Amber Heard 2.0, not with them, with another high profile couple.
Oh, this sounds spicy.
Let me give you the details and I'll tell you who it is next.
Would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
All right, what's the goss time with producer Jackson? What have you got for us?
We're just getting over Amber Heard, Johnny Depp. You know, that was a month-long trial.
Mm.
And I like the waves are still crashing against the shore. I miss it. I need another celebrity showdown in the courtroom. Guess who it could be next? Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
No.
Yeah, so he's potentially going to... Well, he's actually suing her. Court docs have been filed. Now, he's saying that his ex-wife, Angelina, inflicted severe harm on him. They owned a winery over in... I think it was south of France, maybe. Mm-hmm. And she sold it, but hasn't given him the heads up. So she sold her share in the winery.
So were they obviously were shareholders in it.
Well, they had a partnership. So 50-50 partnership. So the court docs state Jolie has sought to force Pitt into a partnership with a stranger, and worse yet, a stranger with poisonous associations and intentions. Ooh. Doesn't that sound juicy? This is set to play out in court, and they're both going to have to testify, and it's the first time we're going to see them together since they got divorced.
You know what I would have done?
It was not a nice divorce.
I would have done, just to really piss Brad Pitt off, if I was his ex-wife, I'd sell his share.
I don't think you can do that.
I'd absolutely do it. I'd find a way.
No, you can't.
I'd do it.
Is everyone excited for this, though?
Yeah.
You want to see? I feel like this is going to be better. You've got two smart and, cool people taking the stand. Like, the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial, bit of a piss take.
It could get messy, though, with the amount of kids they've got.
It's true.
God, who can even keep count on how many they've got?
Know, you can fill a jury with how many kids they have.
Yeah, you could.
I know. Once you pass four, hard to keep track, I feel.
I don't like when mum and dad fight, though.
Yeah. No.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, very much like, when they got divorced, I was like, oh my God, I literally based my entire future off of what you guys are doing right now, so do I have to pen this in?
I'd very much like to see Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston get back together, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not into it. Jennifer Aniston's a bit of a has-been, don't you reckon?
Nah, she's hot as.
You never go back to where you used to work, you
True.
Know?
That's a great piece of advice. An excellent piece of advice. Oh, thank you for that, Jackson. That'll definitely play out in the, you know, on TV and stuff. This is going to be very interesting to watch.
I may have a new hobby.
Yeah.
A new show to watch, if you will. Hey, news time up next with Jess, and we'll find out all of that, plus your traffic in just moments.
The Novos.
They're local as.
Dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Come and go at your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's New FM.
And if you are just joining us, Meg's still off sick, but the lovely Tyler is here filling things in from afternoons.
Morning.
Now, you, of course, are getting ready for a big night tonight. Exciting stuff. State of Origin.
I'm excited for the homemade pizzas and the perv on the NRL players.
Oh, do you have a favourite to look at?
Look,
really
I
good
will
booty
admit,
on that guy.
Yeah, I have been known to check out Kalen Ponga's bum every now and then. Even at the local games when I'm there, I'm like, oh, that butt is, that tush is nice.
So do you prefer that or an arms girl? Or?
No, I love a nice bum.
Okay, all right, good to know. Now pizza time. That's nice.
Homemade pizzas, yes.
Favorite toppings?
Mushrooms.
Oh, excellent. Love mushrooms. Mm. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
What do they call it in Italian? Al funghi.
Yeah, it's like fungi. Yeah, it's not very appetizing.
It doesn't sound as good as mushrooms.
No.
Hey, up next, look, I had a bit of a situation yesterday where, you know, when you think, I can fit that in my car.
Oh, yes.
You try and you try and it do not succeed. It was a major case of that. We'll get into the details in just a moment. A bit of a situation, though, I had yesterday. Look, it happens to a lot of people, and I see it actually at my shop quite a bit. So what we've recently moved into, Tyler, is we're starting to sell, like, doors and windows, like antique ones,
yep.
You know, stained glass, stuff like that.
Nice.
For people that are fixing up their old houses, they want this sort of stuff, right? So I was out at a house that's being knocked down, and I've done a deal to buy all the doors and windows, right? I loaded up the van, and then there was this one big unit that was left, and it's like a pair of doors in the middle and then stained glass up the top above it and two windows on the side.
So it's big.
It's massive. But I thought, you know what? If I get that on an angle,
like, you'll get it in.
It'll fit in the van.
But it's also glass. Like, it's quite fragile, right?
Yeah, quite
you can't
fragile.
Just shove it in.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, oh, look, I'll come back for it. We'll work out a way to fit. Anyway, so I took the load that I had back to the shop, unloaded that, and I said, right, Emmy, time to close the shop. We'll go up and get this thing, and I'll bring my saw with me just in case so I could cut off the bottom bit and we could just leave that behind sort of thing. Anyway, we get there. We're looking at this thing. I'm like, right, if I cut that off, measuring up, it's still not going to fit. This thing is massive. So I've had to organize a truck.
Oh, that sucks.
So today I'm like meeting the truck driver. We're going to try and like get this huge thing into his truck. Hopefully it fits into that.
Yeah.
But there's something about the human condition where people just believe that they can fit things into their car which don't fit.
This happened to me once. I was at IKEA buying like a uni desk when I was back at uni, and I had a Mazda hatchback. And I was like, yeah, for sure, this thing's going to fit. I'll put all the seats down. I'll put the sunroof up if I need to. I'll wedge it in. And I was at the point where I was like, right, what can I do to make this thing fit? Because it wasn't. So I took it out of its box and I was like, I'll just pull it apart and lay all the flat packs down. And the thing with IKEA is that if it's been unpackaged, it won't be delivered. And I had admit defeat, and I was like, right, I'm going to have to go in and flirt with a guy and say, can you please repackage this and get it delivered because it's not going to work. And I did. I made eyes with the guy at the front door and I was like, I need your help. And he obviously just had obviously seen how stressed I was.
And seen this happen.
He repacked it all up for me and I got it delivered that day. It cost me an extra $200 in delivery though. That's why that's what I was trying to avoid.
And when you're at uni, $200, that's
so
your
much.
Food forever.
And it's so funny as an onlooker. Like I could see all these people looking at me being like, this dumb little girl has got no hope. This thing is not going to fit in the car. What is she doing? And yeah, I had to admit defeat and I was broke. I had to eat 2 minute noodles for the rest of the week, which as we know, I love 2 minute noodles.
Well, that's lucky you do. But God, it's just, I see it a lot of times at the shop. People are like, I don't need delivery.
I got this.
What car do you have? Mazda 2.
Yeah.
I reckon that
full hatchback.
I reckon that 3-seater sofa isn't going to fit in there.
Oh, but it will.
As much as you want it to.
I will make it.
Hey, birthday Lotto is up next.
Birthday Lotto.
You just made my day.
Yeah, yesterday I gave away $950, which I just love doing. Not my money, don't care, want to give it to you. It's my MO.
Yeah, that's it.
Giving away as much as possible. Today, a baby jackpot, $250 to kick things off. We find it generous still. January, the month we're looking for. Let's meet our contestants.
We've got Lauren on the phone from Cameron Park. She's a stay-at-home mum, hates having her birthday One, in the same month, in the month after Christmas, and two, in the same month as her sister. The kids will get the cash if she wins. Lauren, hello.
Hello. I don't hate it as such. It's just a little tricky to back up with another present 2 weeks
later.
Yeah,
true. Oh,
the pocketbook hates it, eh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's Lauren from Cameron Park. Good luck as I give these balls a spin. All right, Tyler, do me the honour. Put your hand in there and grab a ball.
Lauren, were you born on the 18th of January?
No.
Oh, damn.
8 days out. On the 10th.
On the 10th.
Oh, damn. So
close,
sorry.
But sort of not really close. I mean, it really doesn't count in this game at all, does it?
You've got to be right on the money. Nothing.
Exactly. Hey, right after us, though, 105 commercial free with Jackson. Don't go anywhere.
Get a bit of the Chainsmokers.
Oh, yes.
Halsey. Halsey's at war with her record label at the moment.
Oh, God.
Leaking her own
like
songs left, right, and center. It's a bit of fun.
For us.
Shakira.
Sad's in there too.
She's getting divorced. She's giving me all the sad news. And a bit of Doja Cat as well.
Doja Cat.
Oh, she's great.
The funny thing about Shakira, though, is now that she's divorced, she started following all these hot single celebrities on Instagram.
Oh, she's a hot mama on the move.
Thirsty gal.
she wants a real big drink.
Yeah,
whenever,
she does.
Wherever.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard the new Doja and Posty?
Great.
No, I have not.
Oh, get on that. Anyway, we won't be playing that. We're playing this, though. Absolute cracker from Doja Cat. That's us done and dusted for tomorrow. Unsure if Meg's back tomorrow. If not, Tyler, will you help out again?
Yeah, why not? I'll set the alarm.
Oh, cheers for that. We'll be back tomorrow morning. That's it from us. See you next time. Bye.